The Kemmick Royals Cricket Club podcast is proud to be sponsored by Royalty Plumbing. Royalty Plumbing is a reliable plumbing, gas and electrical company dedicated to providing quality service throughout the Perth area. Give them a call today on 9451 7735.
Hello and welcome back to the Kenwick Cricket Club podcast. It's been a little while. There's been a few weeks of stint and break, and Sean Ingram's—he's disappeared. He's subbed out at the moment. He's disappeared, and I've welcomed in another member of the Kenwick Cricket Club, Stephen Kemp. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
G'day, Matty. It is an absolute pleasure to be here. What a beautiful day it is to discuss all things relating to the Kenwick Cricket Club.
It is a great day in terms of outside and inside for the Kenwick Cricket Club, so plenty of stuff to talk about because we've been away for a fair while.
So much has happened. How we're going to fit it all in.
Obviously, the season's kicked off. A certain player's played 400 games now.
Jason Thompson, what a legend. Has.
Plenty of stuff to talk about. So if you want to pull up my cricket with me, let's talk a bit about the games that have gone past.
Because let's go for a walk. Let's go for a journey.
We'll go for a walk. It started off many weeks ago now in round one for fourth grade, taking on Hilton Bicton, the reigning premiers. And unfortunately, Kenwick said, nah, you're not the reigning premiers anymore.
Well,
and knocked them off.
Thank God it was a vastly different side to what we encountered in the semi-finals last year.
No, allegedly. But they were still the reigning premiers.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. And it's also quite thankful they bowled 40 or 50 wides in that game. Really helped us get the W.
It did help, but also some great performances. Having a look first, Colby Shocker, 2 for 14, 3 maidens, 8 overs. Crucial.
And got the key wicket of Beerworth, who was on 80-odd, and looked like he could have gotten absolutely anything from there.
We haven't seen him in fourth grade again, Beerworth, have we?
No, back to second grade where he belongs, I'd suggest.
Interesting, this game, and I like this, Tyler Seigert. Bowling, 6 overs. His first ever bowl for the club.
Very different, very funky, very hard to play.
Got a wicket, definitely wasn't out, but the scorebook says it was out.
We could go on. See, now what everyone who listens to this show needs to understand is that in the South Metro Cricket Association, there is a second set of stumps. And that second set of stumps is floating, and it's interchangeable, and it moves wherever you need it to go. So in this instance, all three are out of the ground. All three stumps on the second set.
Plum. Sean Ingram, 5 overs done for 26, but came back and played a crucial role late.
Yeah, look, his spell up front, maybe a little bit nervous, you know, playing in the top side for the club. But then at the death, came back and bowled a couple of really nice overs.
And let's not forget, though, very crucial in the bat innings with 23, just lacing him over cover, including a 6.
Oh, I tell you, that 6 was delicious as well. The boys were well and truly up and about.
Back to the bowling stats. I don't know why I've gone in reverse order, but that's where we are. Chatty, none for 25 off his 4. A little bit short?
Well, look, it was a wet day, and for a spinner, that's pretty well like holding onto a bar of soap.
For some.
But that being said, Ian Archibald, what a man.
5 for 33 off his 8.
In topside debut.
And he just said to Chatty, it's like, what's your issue?
Hold on, champ. Let me show you how to bowl a wrong. Yeah.
And I'm glad Ian finally took my advice on leg spin bowling. So he finally implemented what I've been teaching him for many years.
Well, it's only paying huge dividends at this point.
Unfortunately, hurt his foot the other week. Finally, he's on a run of wickets and he hurts his foot.
He would have been leading the wickets for the grade, I would have thought.
Probably still is at this point, or very close to, if not. Shireeni, 8 overs. Ryan Shireeni, 1 for 32.
And then injured himself.
He did. Who knows how far away he is? Haven't heard much.
He's speculated season to me.
When was that?
Not long after that game.
Yeah, he speculated till Christmas to me, not long after that game.
It doesn't look good.
Oh, no. Maybe he comes back as a batsman in the one-day Fs.
I suggested that to him and he said, no, can't do it. Can't stand around and just watch batsmen who I knew I'd get out just go and bat.
Well, I'm going to hit that man up. Ryan Shireeni, if you're listening...
And you are.
You'd be a handy number 3 in the one-day Bs, brother.
Or the one-day Fs.
Well, you'd have to go to Bs first, that's all I'm saying.
Sure.
But start in the Bs, make 40, go down to Fs, make 100. Good.
Yeah, and you know, that's just the natural progression of cricket.
The rest of that game went quite well overall. 39 from one Chris Chadwick. Then chipping in, Sean Collingwood. First time he's been in the top side for a while.
Begrudgingly so.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy. One fella who I think should get a little bit of a mention, Vep. He debuted in the top side. Didn't bowl, didn't bat, but gee, he fielded the house down.
Absolutely. I reckon if we're playing indoor cricket, his contribution, he would have been at least plus 15 in the field.
Also, Damon as well did quite a job. Didn't bat, didn't bowl, but just played a role.
Yeah, look, tough debut.
Tough debut.
But did it with a smile on his face.
That could be bat this week. We'll reveal it a bit later in the show.
Who knows?
That was a good win. So 11-run win there. Starting off the one-day season superbly. Let's jump into the second round of fourth grade. Another one dayer. Interesting Cardinia Lakeside, similar to the one we versed in one day seas a couple of years ago.
Felt very familiar. And I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah. You enjoyed the familiarity?
Familiarity?
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah. I just as cricketers, we like routines, we like things to be set. We like structure. And that makes us feel safe. So when I rocked up to the ground I felt safe.
All right. And obviously, I know Sean Ingram, from my chat with him, has struck up a bit of a love-hate relationship with Brindley, Mr. Sunscreen.
Yeah, look, they looked like they were long-lost, like old friends from many moons ago.
Chook was very excited about versing him, and it appeared to pan out exactly as he'd hoped. Their discussions and banter with each other are just as if they were, like you say, old friends.
They were. There's plenty of banter. It was almost like they were playing a bit of backyard cricket in that way. It was very laxy-daisy, sort of very how you going.
Now, let's have a look at this game. You guys obviously batted first. Got off to a blistering start. Tyler Sygert, 77 of 102. You were the classy 8 of 33.
It was a struggle.
Quick compared to what was to come in the coming weeks. But Al Martin with 8, Chadwick 4, Douglas 4. Ian Archibald with 1. Cole Harvey, a nice little handy 15 not out.
On debut.
Yep. Sean Ingram again, another 6 over cover. Says, I can do it again, 14. Narducci, a duck. John Saff, 4. Should be batting much higher.
And barbecued as well. Like,
was he?
Absolute dog by Kyle.
Right. And Mitch Smith, potentially barbecued as well, was he? Last ball, just run.
No, just didn't slide his bat.
Fair enough. Well, look, overall, 140. If the rest of the order gets together, you should probably have got 170, 180.
Yeah, they bowled pretty reasonably, to be honest, and they fielded pretty well, except for the drop catch from Tyler when he would have been less than 10. Aside from that, they fielded quite well.
Yeah, right. Let's have a look at the bowling as well. Kenwick made 140. Cardinia rolled for 111. Good display from Kenwick. Kyle Harvey and Mitch Smith opening the bowling, the two new fellas. 2 for 30 off 7 for Kyle and 1 for 18 off 5 for Mitch.
Look, this score may be not giving the game justice. I mean, it was 29 runs, which looks somewhat comfortable, but they got off to a really good start and they were going at probably 4 and 5 and over for the first 10. So we really had to rein it in.
Yeah, right.
And thank God for everyone's favourite, John Safiotti.
Bowled well?
None for 12 off his 5. In conjunction with Chook, I must say, he bowled quite well and he only went for the 13 off his 6. So they went, you know what? Let's just tighten these screws, boys.
Chook also getting the vital wicket of McAuliffe as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Plum as well.
Appealing to his name counterpart.
Yeah, ironic to have two Sean Ingrams in the same game.
On the same pitch at the same time.
What are the odds?
Not high, I wouldn't have thought. Sean Ingram, 1 for 13 off his 6. John Safiotti, the king, none for 12 off 5. Very impressive. Ian Archibald, just continuing along, 3 for 19, 2 maidens, 8 overs. Very impressive. Chatty, 2 for 17 as well, just chipping in, getting the job done.
Yep, absolutely. Just spin after those other two boys slowed it down, put on the clamps, then the spin came on. And they Spider-Man, they just spun those webs.
Very nice.
And we spun ourselves to victory.
So I'd say, are we sitting top of the one-day ladder at the moment, if not very close?
I think we're second.
Yeah, you take that.
Yeah, oath.
Take that every day of the week. Having a look into the third round, you guys have played your first week of the two-dayer. Look, it was up and down through a lot of the innings. Dash and yourself opened the batting. You putting on a classy 9 off, I'm going to say, 150-plus deliveries.
It was a not accounted number of deliveries, but I batted for way too long. See, I've got this real problem when people bowl on fifth stump and set a 7-2 field.
I wish they're one of the weeks you wish you had the iPad just to know how many balls it was.
Oh, I tell you what, it was painful. Like, I felt bad for the people watching and scoring.
Fair enough. Dash, unfortunately, out for two. Did he get caught? Yeah, he got caught.
Yeah, caught behind, throwing his hands at a wide ball.
Yep.
Just classic Dash stuff.
Al for 12. He said it was a good 12.
He looked good. Yeah, right. He looked, especially through the covers in the point region. He was really nice on the cut, actually.
Tyler for 3, copped a harsh decision.
Oh, look, we'll never want to speak poorly of anyone adjudicating a game in the South Metro Cricket Association, but I reckon he's probably recovering from a broken rib. That's how high his LBW was.
Now, they haven't put the fall of wickets in here, but allegedly, from what I heard, you're around 4 for 40, then you recovered to around 4 for 80, and then the collapse happened.
Yeah, look, Cheese and I had a good partnership, Coley. And then just before, about an over before tea, I was adjudged LBW, and I have to go get my my hip checked for the bruise on there. It was pretty high as well.
Dalton and Colby then got together, and Dalton looked good allegedly, and they put on a little bit of a partnership.
Yeah, they steadied the ship.
Things are looking pretty rosy, and then all of a sudden, Dalton leaves one in his stumps.
Well, Colby got out.
Yeah.
So it was quite funny, actually. Not for us, but for Coburn. Daltz was kneeling down and was doing up his shoelace, and Colby was facing up, and the bowler said to him, like, "Hold on, mate, hold on." And Colby's like, "Oh, I'm glad you were paying attention. I was falling asleep." Next ball plays a little dab shot, like, pretty much straight to the keeper, gets caught behind, okay. Like a real nothing shot. And I went, "Yeah, you were asleep."
Right. Interesting. Then, unfortunately, Cole Harvey came in, couldn't replicate his first innings to the club, out for a duck.
Yeah, going to have a real hard time batting in this form of the game if he's not able to keep the ones out off the stumps.
Okay. Sean Ingram caught behind. Now, thing with Chook. Chook loves to throw his hands to recover.
Loves to have a dip.
He told me he sort of tried to defend it. Maybe that was his downfall.
Yeah, he wasn't on his front dog. He was a bit stuck on the crease.
He probably just needs to play his natural game.
And he would have got away with it.
I'll back him.
Yeah,
I'll
of
back
course. Him. Always.
Ian Archibald made 3. Probably wasn't out, allegedly.
No, definitely wasn't out. So I was the square leg umpire, and he looped one to cover. The bloke was definitely asleep, and pretty much dragged the ball across the ground, then proceeded to try to put his fingers underneath it after it had already been dragged across the ground and claimed it. The umpire wasn't looking, nor did he consult me.
Strange. John Saffiotti, 12 not out, just steering you guys to 106. Without John, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, and he batted a little while for that 12 as well. So, I mean, all told, we're probably lucky that we only had to bowl, 10 or 12 overs, whatever it was at the end of the day.
Yep, so you did have a dip with the ball. Allegedly, Colby Shocker starting off with a fair few front foot, no balls.
Yeah, I mean, unusual. In recent times, he's had that pretty under control, so...
It really depends. The funny thing I find is, and this is no offence to any umpires, that umpire did quite a poor job, but for some reason was able to spot all these no balls.
Yeah, real attentive to one particular facet of the game.
John Saff, 3 overs, none for 2. Colby Shocker, 4 overs, none for 9. Mitch Smith, 3 overs, none for 13. And Chook striking, 2 overs, 1 for 5, caught behind.
Yep. Yep, it was a very good catch turf.
Were you up to the stumps?
I was, if I don't mind my own saying so.
Nice, good stuff. So what do you think the key is going to be next week? Obviously wickets, or tomorrow, actually. Do you think you're a chance?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they gave us the blueprint on what to do. You have to bowl that boring fifth stump line, set a really offside heavy field, and just bowl one side of the wicket. And yeah, eventually, in the grade of cricket, the level of cricket we play, you bore the pants off someone, eventually a mistake comes.
Look, in my experience from watching Coburn play two-day cricket and hearing stories about Coburn play two-day cricket, they're not going to blaze to the score. They're going to defend and scrape their way there.
It's going to be a war of attrition. Yeah. So, yeah, they'll keep us in the game.
So, John Saff, just one I want to mention. The fact that he said last week he could play two-day cricket, how exciting was that for you guys as a fourth grade team?
I couldn't tell you the last time. I reckon maybe 8 years ago. Maybe 8 years ago was the last time I played two-day with Saf.
And how handy is it to have him?
Oh, mate. He's, apart from being the nicest bloke in the world, He's also incredibly skillful. I wish I had half the talent that bloke had.
I'd go out on a limb, and it's probably not even out on a limb because I reckon you'll agree with me, and he'll never say it, and it's almost like he's not because he's too nice, but he's the best bowler at our club, in my opinion. He's the best bowler at our club.
I'd say if he's not, he's the best at making blokes look foolish.
Yeah, I would say so. I reckon he gets upset at himself when he bowls in the nets and someone actually gets bad on him. He's like, what have I done?
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
Now, let's cruise through these other scores as well, the one-day Bs and the one-day Fs. Round one, it started for the one-day Bs taking on Piara Waters. Piara Waters had a pretty strong team. We had an interesting lineup, bit of a new sort of look team for that one-day Bs unit. We did manage to get them 8 for 101. Piara Waters.
Looked good at that point, didn't it?
It looked really good. We got through, you know, the McBrides, Bruce at the top, who was hitting Jake Lockie around, then Jake Lockie struck, got him bowled. And it was, you know, we're looking on top and, you know, you get through some of those good bats. And the funny thing about cricket, and you realise when it does happen, you go out there and then all of a sudden you're like, we got through all these good bats and now these crabs have come out and we haven't started. I didn't feel like we started bowling bad. They just started getting away with everything, and I was like, well, here we go.
Classic SMCA, really, isn't it?
Navdeep Singh, who made 32 for them, did know how to hit a bad ball. I'll give him that. Opening the bowling, we had Jacob Lockyer, 7 overs, returned to the club after a year off, 2 for 28, bowled extremely well.
Yeah, respectable considering the opposition he was playing.
Yeah, very well.
Containing at least 3 first graders from last season.
Dalton, none for 33 off his 7. I don't think that actually reflects how well he bowled. He was very dangerous. Bit of pace behind him. I think he could be very dangerous for you guys this week.
Yeah, I'd imagine he'll get a roll at some point.
Taj Hewitt, bowling his little off-spinners, 1 for 22. Started very well. Got away from him in his last, though, but got a vital breakthrough. Myself with 4 for 18 off the 7. Colin Smith again, just doing a job. 6 overs, 1 for 28. And Sean Collingwood got hit around a lot in that first over. A lot of those runs came off the first over, and then second, third over kept it quite tight. But in the second or third ball of his first over, Jax did drop quite a comfortable catch behind the stumps, which did kind of cost us, unfortunately. So, you know, we had a chance to be chasing around 110 there, which I know we did proceed to get rolled for 86, but
changes the complexity.
Changes the way you bat, things like that. Getting into our innings, Taj Hewan unfortunately out for a duck before he returned back to Perth Cricket and made 27 in third grade. So,
well, obviously one day B's is a significantly harder grade.
Exactly. I saw him on Sunday and I said, so one day B's is the pinnacle of cricket. And he goes, yeah, I'm not cut out for it.
More or less, mate.
Sean Collingwood opened with him. Looked real scratchy for that 3. Couldn't get anything away. Dalton, batting at 3, looked really, really good. Then just played a ridiculously silly shot, unfortunately. He hit one down the ground, one bounce 4. They put a bloke back there and just went, I'm going to go again. And got caught.
I'll clear him.
And he didn't clear him. Mm. Deshaun batted 36 balls for that 7.
Rather slow for a dash innings.
Was rather slow. Just couldn't get him away. Jack, 6 off 16. Really good catch distance. He got very unlucky. Hit a nice 4, and then this ball he actually smote, and this guy at mid-on ran around, dived and caught it.
Nick Maycheck, first grade. Yeah. First grade player. Yeah. Would expect he could field.
Jason Thompson really struggled, but tried to keep us in the game. 11 off 39. Slow for Thompson innings again.
Yeah, very much so.
There was one point there we strung 5 maidens in a row together.
Oh.
Yeah. Dan Nankaro, credit to the man, hurt his hamstring.
50th game for the club.
50th game for
the club. And obviously a huge part of our major sponsor and everyone's favourite plumber and gas and electrical supplier in the Perth metropolitan region.
For sure. And Dan Nankaro went out there and really just, he just threw caution to the wind. He just basically was like, I'm swinging at everyone that comes near me. And he did.
It's party time.
The next batsman, Colin Smith, unfortunately, golden duck, got bowled.
Trying to give it the bit of the old, how you going? Bit of the heave-ho.
I'm pretty sure he just tried to block it, to be honest.
Oh, he's beaten.
Yeah. Jake Lockie then got 3 off 9. I got not 3 not out, so Shyam, watch out, because in the battle of batting averages, which we do each year, He's in a bit of strife.
You're coming for him.
He's in a bit of strife. Jacob Lockie got out for three. I was probably going to guide us home, so unfortunately...
In the 1.2 overs you had remaining, you think you were good for an additional 80 runs?
I was about to to go.
Really clear the front leg.
Yeah, I was really going to start going. Let's have a look at the second round there. We did turn around, fortunately for Jason Thompson's 400th game. Did not start well for us. We went in the field and they were absolutely flying at none for 57 off about four or five overs. Fortunately, fifth over or so, I went, Colin, it's time, brother.
Mr. Fix-It.
Comes on, strikes, gets the wicket. Braids dropped him about probably an over four. Was a tough catch, like just got over his running back, got a hand to it, couldn't hold it.
Talking about Ben Foot?
Yeah, and then next over, same sort of ball. But Braids caught it, so very, very handy. Azza also bowled quite well. His figures probably don't reflect how well he bowled. 7 overs, none for 29. Connor Breed, really well bowled. I went up to him, I said, look, I just need you to bowl outside off. And he did. He just bowled full outside off. Didn't try anything as I asked. None for 13, very good. Myself, 1 for 15. Colin, 2 for 17. Colin was brilliant. Jake Lockyer, unfortunately, a little bit all over the place. His second two overs in his second spell weren't too bad, a bit better. Braden Lubke started patchy, then got a rhythm, 4 for 30 off his 7. Welcome back.
When you got that level of skill and class, it's just, you know, just about turning the radar on.
Exactly.
Letting all the settings sink in and then just... We're business time.
Daniel Atkinson, none for 5 of his over. Unfortunately, injured himself in that over.
So. Fortunate for Maddington. Unfortunate for Minji.
Scotty Hartman, keeping. Two catches, run out and stumping, and he just adds a couple of little tallies onto his keeping stats.
Very silky with the gloves. Yep, very good cricketer.
Did miss a couple of stumpings, but the bloke hasn't kept for probably 3 years. Oh, so
at least.
Got a stumping off me, so we can now say bold Arrowsmith stumped Hartman.
Pencil that one in into the annals of history.
Oh, of course. Hayden Iducci, bit of a shout out to him. Fielded extremely well, took a really good catch and got a run out. Saved a lot of runs in the field, was very good. In the terms of the batting, we're chasing 139. We got to a flying start. We were none for 6 off 0 balls, which was very handy thanks to some extras. Connor Breed batted really well, made 49. As it going from the word go, made 6. So Rav Randiv, gee, he went bonkers, 61. Big partnership between Connor and so Rav. That would have been, I think it was 118, that partnership. So really handy knock between those two.
Huge.
Braden Lubke, our Shane Watson batting at 4, making 22. Very impressive. Jason Thompson, a duck in his 400th, unfortunately. Let me tell you, the man was hitting the ball cleanly. He looked very good. The first couple of years, smoking straight fields, I went, oh, baby.
And he'll tell you what, that's just classic Thompson.
Probably. I would say he hit them, the three or four balls he faced, hit him better than he did in the game before, where he made 11. Scott Hartman, 3 not out, just adding a little bit to the average there. And Colin Smith, 2, getting out of the last ball of the game. But a win there, so we are... get our season rolling. I'm not sure where we are in the ladder. I honestly haven't even looked.
Third.
Are we?
Yep.
Pencil it in, brother. Stop the season. Stop the count.
Yep, let's park the bus.
Let's have a look at sixth grade, and then we'll jump into one day. Sixth grade on the two-day and one-day ladder are sitting in third at the moment because obviously no two-day points have counted yet, but the one-day points count, don't they?
Absolutely.
So sixth grade, let's have a look. Round one. They took on, it was Hilton as well, wasn't it?
And they also played in the grand final the year before.
Wowee. So knocking off the reigning premiers again, Kenwick just have a habit.
I think they lost.
Oh, okay.
I think they lost. Just like they did in round one.
Kenwick batting first was reduced to a 30-over game. Only batted 24.3 overs, all out for 133. Thanks to some batting from Gunaratne. They made 62, which was exciting. Four ducks included, including Shaun Mendes. did well with the ball early on, all of them. They had three ducks to open the innings, Hilton.
And off about 40 balls between those three ducks. So really, really chewed up some time.
There was one point there, I believe they had them 3 for 12, and all the runs were from extras. So interesting that. Let's have a look at the bowlers. We had Richard Pinto, 2 for 24, Abby Menon, 1 for 11. Shean Mendes, 1 for 8. Renewal, only bowling the one over, none for 3. Me and Shean played juniors with Renewal.
Oh, welcome back, Renewal.
The old Queen's Park. Amesh Gunatilaka with his off-spin, 6 overs, 1 for 32. Tiramangala, Namesh, 1 for 23 off 5. Rav Gunaratne, 1 over, none for 7. And Angat Mangat hurt his hamstring and went, lads, let me do the business.
I'll just bowl off the edge of the pitch.
2 for 10, really handy from him. So they won that game. Good start to the season for them. Round 2 didn't go as well as they would have hoped. They made 150 and I thought, yeah, that's a pretty good score. That's a pretty handy score. Not a big score, really. They all sort of just chipped in with 15s, 20s, got themselves to 150. You'd be pretty happy with that.
Sundry's the top scorer.
Oh, you got to love that. And then PR Phoenix went on to make 7 for 229 with opening batsman Chris Carley making 115.
That's a lot of runs.
It is a lot of runs. Mark Lockyer, relation of Jacob Lockyer, played, batted at number 4, made 31. Yeah, just didn't go well in the end for the sixth graders, unfortunately, but I'm sure they've learned a few things from that one.
Yeah, you would imagine so. And as it often is the case in one-day cricket or any SMCA cricket, once the score has been passed, it's party time.
Very true, very true. Let's have a look at how they went in the first day of their two-day match, which went phenomenally well. Kenwick batted first. They did put some runs on the board, making 201.
Real happy with that score.
Rav Gunaratne making 69 again.
Run a ball, 69.
Very handy. And Amesh Gunatilaka, 42, half 104. Nice little captain's knock there. And they put on 103 for that first wicket. Angat making 13 at number 3. Then you had Renewal at 4 for making 4. Shean only making 2. Richard Pinto, 6. Abby, 17. Hashan, 28, not out. Very impressive. Raj making 4, Lahuru with a duck, and Namesh making 5 at the end of the innings there. 52 overs they batted, 201, only 11 extras. Pretty good innings for Kenwick.
Yeah, the only thing is, I mean, it's not fair to be unhappy with a 201 score. You know, like you wouldn't be unhappy with that any day, but still 13 overs in the bank and 1 for 103. Maybe they left a few out there.
Potentially. I think one of the issues was they weren't sure on the time of when they could bowl. So I believe they might have not thrown it away, but gone, oh, swing, we'll have a bowl on them. But the time would be different in sixth grade compared to fourth grade that you can bowl from.
Yeah, fewer overs.
Yeah, so I think that might have been a bit of a miscommunication or misread of the rules.
Possibly.
So potentially that's what happened there.
We'll take the 200 every day.
Now we'll have a quick look at the one day S before we go through some votes and jump into another segment that I've got planned. Which will be very exciting. The one day S, they played in round 1 against Armidale. Didn't go too well for them. Armidale making 8 for 184. Pick of the bowlers here, Jake Collingwood, 2 for 14 off 5. Reece Clark, none for 25 off 5. Don Jagadoge just doing the business, none for 24 off 6. Zach Hale, one of the my juniors, 1 for 15 off 2. Isaac Quadros, who Jake Collingwood's got down, 2 for 33 off 6. Andre Hale, none for 25 off 2. Dave Bentley, 2 for 25 off 6. And Jack Mills picking up a wicket, 1 for 23 off 3.
On your Millsy.
Very big fan of Jack Mills. So with a big score to chase, and G. Kenwick gave it a fair crack, but unfortunately they couldn't get the job done, being rolled for 68. But it was a gutsy 68. Don Jagadoge, unfortunately, I reckon he would have had a big innings, but was run out for a duck, unfortunately.
Maybe the difference.
Potentially. Isaac Quadros making 4, Jake Collingwood 2, Kieran Simons, one of my juniors as well, making 8 on debut, Zach Hale 6, Dave Bentley 3, Jack Mills 4, man Mahit Singh with 0, Andre Hale 10, the only man to hit a boundary for the innings, Reece Clark 2, and Tom August 5, not out at the end, just adding a little bit to the average.
Not a lot to write home about there.
Yeah, but good to see some young players in there.
Yep, that's the positive that we take.
But round two gets a little bit more exciting for the one day. So let's have a look at that. Cardinia batted first, made 7-1 for 173. Having a look at the bowlers here, Dave Bentley, none for 16 off his 4. Jake Collingwood just doing the business again, 2 for 21 off his 5. Aman Canyon, none for 17 off 3. Jack Mills, 1 for 26 off 4. Pretty good figures there from young Jack. And Jack Oldham as well on debut, one of Sean Collingwood's district players, none for 27 off 3. Zach Hale, none for 13 off 2. Don Jagadoge, 1 for 16 off 6. Gee, that's hot, isn't
it? The man's back, isn't he?
He's back. His Don is good. Sean Collingwood, 1 for 7 off his 4. And Chris Oldham, I believe his name is, Jack's dad. So they had a bit of a father-son combo team going on the
Two father-sons playing?
Three. Because you had Andre Hale and Zach Hale as well.
Oh, bang.
So if we could get Hamill down, Don's son, bloody
wow,
hell.
Wow, we.
Get Mick Kay and Jack Kay back. Targe and Todd. Oh,
boy, oh, boy. Let's get five sides in.
Can Dalton's dad play?
Surely.
Plenty happening. So 173, and that's a big ask. And when we heard Kenwick sitting at 2 for 12, we went, oh, no. But then Jake Collingwood said, lads,
we're a sniff.
Get on my back. 80 off 100 balls. This kid's only just turned 15. Superstar, brilliantly batted. Jack Oldham, another young 15-year-old, making 26 as well. Tom August, 11. Zach Hale, 2 not out. And they nearly got there, falling 12 runs short. Very good effort.
Very encouraging signs.
Very encouraging signs. Maybe this is the week that they knock off Armidale and launch themselves into this T20 comp.
I think we knew going into this year that it was going to be a young side. It's a continuation of the second half of last year.
Yeah.
So I think we need to be realistic in... and what we're expecting from them.
Of course.
But I think the most important thing is that we're seeing a lot of them come back. We're seeing them smiles on their face. And that can only be a good thing.
Now, we do have to have a little quick look at the juniors from the weekend. Obviously, our junior club are rebranding themselves as the Mills Park Royals, but still under the Kenwick banner. The under-12s, first ever game together, these guys. So they came down, all registered, jumped in a team together. Big thank you to Sean Ingram and Jake Lockie who helped get that side up and running on Sunday morning. They had a real crack. They had a group of young men, and most of these sides have basically been together since probably T20 Blast, under-10s, under-11s. These lads have come together, 3 weeks ago.
Significant parts of the development in your cricket.
Oh, massive. So we bowled first. Willetton Orange made 4 for 237.
Willetton a powerhouse.
Willetton always a powerhouse of the junior competition. Let's have a look at who got the wickets. Dhruv Doshi, 1 for 37 off his 4. Jack Nankaro, son of Dan.
Oh, Jackaroo.
He has a bit about him. He's got some quality. 1 for 19 off his 4 at pick of the bowlers. Gary Singh, it's actually Gurusima Dhaliwal, but he tells us to call him Gaz. Gazza, he got 1 for 26 off 4. And look, we must have got a run out here. I'm not too sure. It says we got 4 wickets. Yes, there was a run out. Don't know how we got it, but we got it.
We'll take it.
Also, when we batted, we went out there. Look, wasn't the best innings. We got rolled for 12. But look, Jalen, whereas batting at the bottom of the order, went out and made 5. And then there, after the baseballs are done, he just said, I'll take a couple of these crabs. And dealt with them accordingly. So big opportunity this week. They're taking on SJ. So tension to bounce back down at Mundajong Oval. So hopefully we hear some big stories out of that game.
As long as we keep that core group of young men together.
Oh, of course.
Then I think we're going to be okay.
I think the most impressive thing was they just got rolled for 12. 8 of them showed up to training on Wednesday.
That's what you want.
That's what you want. Under-15s, very disappointing first round from... I'll probably be harsher on these blokes because I coach them. But very disappointing.
And this is a reflection on you now.
Oh, sure. We bowled quite poorly in the first half, dragged it back in the second half. Getting to 132, bowled them out before they batted out their 35. Kieran Simons, none for 9 off 3. Noah Hewitt, 1 for 5 off 3. Zach Hale, none for 11. Aman Canyon, one of our co-captains this year, 2 for 9 off 3.2. Jake Collingwood, 1 for 3 off 2. Tanuj getting hit around a bit, none for 29 off 3. And as I keep saying, extras are important in the junior game, especially 33 extras we bowled.
Yeah.
So it makes it hard. 132, though. I said, lads, this is very chaseable if we bat out our overs. We did not get close to batting out our overs. We got bowled out for 66. A lot of poor batting, a lot of throwing away wickets. Little shout out to Zach Hale, looked really, really good with the bat till he got out. Unfortunately, got caught at point, but was looking very, very good. We had a total of three ducks and 1 0 not out. So, you know, a little bit left to be desired. But as I said to him after the game, it's about how we perform next week, lads. So hopefully they can turn it around. Maybe if you're listening, get down to training. There were three of you there on Wednesday.
Yeah, that doesn't inspire so much confidence.
No, not at all. Now let's jump across. We've got a little bit more to talk about. I want to jump into a Blast from the Past segment.
Oh, lovely.
So we're going to go into a Blast from the Past. I don't want you to get my cricket up yet because I'm going to really challenge you here.
Yep.
So we're going to go back in time to 2012.
Okay.
All right. So it was Kenwick taking on the Willetton Crows, 2011-12 season. So it's the second half of the season, round 10. This was a one-day match.
Oh, I do remember this game.
Do you remember the result, first of all?
It was a tie.
It was a tie.
It was a tie.
Well done. Well, before we do any of that, we're gonna play a game, Stephen. We're gonna play a game together. In regards to this match itself.
The name game.
I want to see how many players in this 11 you can name just off the top of your head.
The Kenwick 11?
The Kenwick 11 from this day. So give it a crack. Let's see how many you can get here.
Geordie Maxwell was captain that day.
Tick.
Jeff Martin.
Tick.
Alistair Martin.
Tick.
Myself.
Tick.
Glenn Moore.
Tick.
Cameron Wiss.
Tick.
Brad Hurst.
Tick. That's seven.
James Goldfinch.
Tick.
Daniel Jackson.
Tick. That's nine. We are two away.
Gee whiz. Anthony Fuderick.
10. We're at 10. One more. Can you do it?
It was a random person, hey, not someone that would normally, not someone that would normally be there. Maybe.
I'll give you a clue. Gets talked about a lot, but I never met him. I hear him talked about a lot. I never met him. If I did, I didn't know who he was.
Oh.
I reckon you'll kick yourself here when you don't answer this.
Gets talked about a lot.
In front of the Jason Thompsons, yourselves. Jax talks about him a bit. Jax Thompson and you talk about him a bit. Tomo brings him up quite regularly.
I'm going to kick myself, aren't I?
You're going to have a stab or you give up? I'm going to give you the last 10 seconds here.
Mick Holmes?
No, it's not Mick Holmes. Now, I'm sure you didn't say this guy, unless I've read this wrong. Kevin Bidwell.
Oh, of course, Bid.
Opening the batting was Jack. So you can pull that game up now if you want.
Oh.
It's up to you. This game was a tie, 183. Both sides. Wilton batted first?
Second.
Second. He has made 8 for 183. Jack's 9. Kevin Bidwell, 33. James Goldfinch, 0. Glenn Moore, 32. Fuderick, 32 not out. Brad Hurst, 0 not out. Sorry, 0 and out. Al Martin, 0. Jeff Martin, 19, batting at 9. Stephen Kemp, 7 not out.
I'll take that.
You take that? Cameron Wiss didn't have to bat. So you then move into the next innings. Willetton obviously chasing. At Centenary Park, apparently. Ugh. Was the tree on the ground at this point?
No, so that was when we were playing on the main ground before they were back at Burrinder.
Ah, right. So let's have a look at the bowling figures here. Stephen Kemp, none for 38
I bowled
off 5.
Junk. Yeah, I bowled
Yucky.
Absolute junk.
You opened the bowling by the looks of it.
I don't think I did. I think that's just misprinted.
Cameron Wiss, 2 for 27. Al Martin, 1 for 27. Brad Hurst, 4 for 16.
Mm.
Rumours he could be returning at some point.
Oh, jeez, that would make me happy.
James Goldfinch, none for 16. What did James Goldfinch bowl?
Little left arm swingers.
Handy?
Just off a couple of steps, yeah. He was the closest thing we had to a spinner.
Oh, right. Anthony Fudrick, 3 overs, none for 24.
Mm.
Get hit around a bit.
I think it was Belladonna from Willerton, who's now at Riverton. Hit a lot of runs through mid-wicket and cow.
73 he made.
And you may recall at Centenary, when you were on that far side of the ground, if you're looking toward the pitch, if you're on the boundary, all you can see is sun. And he was just hitting them and getting away with everything.
Yeah, right. Glenn Moore, 1 for 9 off. Turnley bowling with 2 overs there, Glenn Moore.
Yeah, I don't know why Geordie held back on him.
Fair enough. Jeff Martin, 2 for 22 off 3.5, allegedly, which... Oh, you might have bowled him out.
He got the last wicket of Jacob Lansmere.
Really?
Yeah, Lansmere tried to belt the absolute snot out.
Yeah, Lansmere made 19.
And hit it to... Wow. I think he hit it to mid-on. I think Geordie might have caught it, actually.
Yeah, right. Interesting. This is your little blast of the past for this episode back in 2012.
That was the old memory banks, eh?
You did go on to beat him in the semi-final and then win the grand final. So
we sure did.
We'll talk about that another day. Let's jump into our votes. We'll talk a little bit about it first because obviously each episode we're now going to do 5 votes per round across all grades, excluding the first round of the season where only one team played. So we'll work through it from here.
Well, I mean, two of the teams played.
True. I forget we have two-day teams now. It's unlike Kenwick. Extremely unlike
it
Kenwick.
It is. It is unusual.
So no votes given for those first two. So originally, when Chook was here, I can't vote for me and Chook ineligible. We can't get votes.
Can't be done.
Chook's back in the mix.
I'd like to suggest that I could vote for you.
And I can vote for you.
I mean, you won't be needing to, but you could.
Okay, fine. We can vote for each other.
Yeah. I mean, I am going to give you votes.
Oh, thank you, Dad. All right. Well, let's go through round one.
So we're doing a 5-4-3-2-1.
5-4-3-2-1. So I guess we'll do our both 1 votes and then work our way up together.
Sure. Okay. So this is across all of the grades. Everyone who did everything in that round.
Correct. Correct. That is spot on. You are quite correct. So do you want to start off with your 1 vote?
I gave 1 vote to Hayden Narducci.
Hayden Narducci?
Yeah. Fielded up an absolute storm at Cardinia. Was instrumental in getting players down to help us fill the sides as well.
Good call. Good call. My 1 vote went to this guy. He got 1 wicket. And everyone came back to the club and Jake Collingwood and stuff came at me and goes, he looked really good with the bat. He was looking really good. Jack Mills, gave him a vote.
On you, Millsy.
So, good start for Jack Mills there. Who got your 2 votes?
Well, not unlike his batting efforts for the last couple of rounds, I'm giving 2 to Shehan Mendes.
Oh, yuck.
Because he has been really good with our socials.
He has taken Instagram to another level. That Photoshop stuff he does, elite.
Yep, absolutely.
Unbelievable.
And I'll tell you what, if he'd scored some runs or taken some wickets or done a little bit more on the field, it'd be a lot higher.
Exactly.
But I squeezed him in with 2.
Had to go 2 to Rav. And it wasn't so much his 15 or 20 he made. It was his performance after the game, back at the club.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the 6th graders got in the change rooms. They were showering. They were doing a bit of a praise at Mills, and I really liked that.
Yeah, the tubbing. Tubbing with the tunes.
Big fan.
The shower beers.
Big fan. If you're listening, Rav.
Well played.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Who got your 3 votes?
You.
Did I?
You got my 3 votes. 4 for 18. You got a couple of first graders out, and you took, allegedly, one of the best catches of your life.
Second best. The one in the grand final for 1 Day Ds will always be number one. But... Look, there was, and I can have the players at the ground vouch this, there was filming being taken of the game. Like, this batsman got out, and like, as if for dramatic effect with the camera work, didn't walk off everyone the way everyone else had, walked off towards the camera and then veered off. And I'm like, the fuck? So, I think I need to send an email to Yarra Waters and ask if I can have the footage.
You need it.
Because, you know, come on.
Do Tinder profiles allow for videos yet?
I think they do.
It's a necessity that you get that.
My three votes went to our opening bowl for the day, Jacob Lockyer. Really impressed with the way he bowled.
Oh, welcome back.
2 for 28 was crucial. Just bowled a good line and a length. Even when it's getting hit around a bit, he just kept coming back and causing the issues. Was really impressed with
Asking questions.
Was really impressed. And he's trimmed down a bit, so his fielding has been really exceptional. He's been doing a good job.
And has a goatee.
He does.
It's a unique piece of facial hair.
Looks good. Who got your four votes?
Because he was absolutely robbed by no votes being allowed in round one of the two-dayers, I've given my four votes to Ian Archibald.
Very good call.
He took 3 for 19 on the back of 5 for 33 the week before. Has been a revelation in the top side.
I don't need to say anything because Ian Archibald got my four votes as well. And I'm going to take a stab that Tyler Saget probably got your five votes.
Before I go on to that, I'd also like to say that I think Ian's going to poll really well this year from me because he keeps tossing them up and batsmen keep chumming down the wicket. He's just enticing them. He's casting a spell. And I'm just waiting there with gloves going, oh, buddy. And the stumpings are coming left, right and centre.
Nice.
But you're absolutely right. I did give five to Tyler. 77.
Very nice.
And a really, really good catch at short cover, like absolutely belted at him and just buckets for hands. And also then one at short mid wicket. He stopped and like Mark Waugh, sort of like back of the hand flung, run out.
Wow.
Like sensational in the field.
That's hot. All right, let's get on to our second round votes. I'll start with my one vote. And I gave it to someone, I just had a feeling, and I thought I'd give it to them.
Talk me through it.
I gave it to Dalton King.
Okay.
You know, I know Colby made a lot of those runs, but allegedly Dalton looked really good, and then left it on his stumps. And I thought, all good batsmen leave it on their stumps at some point. So
some sort of rite of passage?
Yeah, so I think it was part of the process.
Okay. He did look good. He did look good. That leave did not look good.
Who was your one vote?
I gave it to the Prez, to Dave Bentley.
Oh.
Now, he took 2 for 25, I think, possibly the week before.
Yeah.
And I wanted to squeeze him in that week to give him one because it's real hard when you're getting absolutely licked by over 100 runs, you know, you go in there and you take 2 for 20-odd off, you know, off your overs. That's a real good stint. But he didn't really do much this week that I'm giving him the vote for, which might sound unusual. So I'm giving him the one vote because he's a good clubman and a good president.
Very good. Two votes. I went with Rav again. No, I didn't. I've misread and I apologise. I actually went with Connor Breed.
Oh, yeah. Good shout.
Probably deserved a few more, but there were a lot of good performances this round. Look, really impressed. And it was the Thompson chat that did it, I reckon. Tomo went up to him before he went out to bat. I said to Connor, you got home in the bat. He goes, okay, don't worry. Tomo goes, there's plenty of time to bat, Connor. Just about time. About time. And the good thing about Connor is he's very quick between the wickets. True. So when him and Sarabha were out there, mate, they were turning ones into threes.
Whippets.
Like, they were just scorching between the stumps. Connor batted extremely well. Really disappointed he got out for 49. Deserved a half century.
Shame he didn't get that 50.
And he bowled very well too. Deserved a wicket but didn't get one.
Nice game. Good game from him.
Who got your two?
This was actually a really good week for performances. So he's pretty unlucky. I'm giving it to Rav for his runner ball 69.
Very nice.
Yeah, look, we all know that bloke's a jet. And
oh yeah,
a real good stick.
He looks good. He looks solid.
He needs to
good
be
fielder.
He needs to be in the top side. We'll play that. We'll play the waiting game on that.
Quality fielder.
Absolutely, yeah. Real good fielder.
Three votes I gave to Sarav. Sarav was unbelievable. He batted phenomenally well. But forget the batting. Him in the field, he is unreal. Like, I've said it, I reckon I said it 19 times this week. The man could literally not be able to bat, and he would stay in that side based on his fielding.
Yeah, he's worth, what, 15?
Oh, 20? Yeah, easily. Easily. He's just, I swear his feet don't touch the ground when he's running. And the stupidest part is he loves it. He loves fielding.
Yeah, I never understood the love of fielding.
But I don't care. Keep it up. Keep it up, Sarav.
Yeah, please stay.
And also batted superbly. Made 61. Made the opposition look silly with some of the shots he was playing. So well done, Sarav.
Another person who's unlucky to miss out in my votes.
Oh, very unlucky.
At three for me, probably the game, the performance of the round, but because it's in the lowest grade, I like to sort of tier or weight my votes a bit differently.
Yep.
So Jake Collingwood.
Wow.
80 and 2 for 21. That's phenomenal. That's the most complete performance of the round, I think.
Yeah, very good.
But unfortunately also in a losing cause.
It was.
So he can be quite smug about that, knowing that he's done all the work and said, boys, just help me out. You know, can't score all the runs.
I gave 4 votes to Rav. Made his 69. I'm sure batted very well. He's classy.
Sure is.
Who do you give your 4 votes?
One of Kenwick's favourite sons, Braden Lubke. 4 for 30.
Oh.
And 22 with the stick.
Oh, shit, I can't believe I missed him in my votes.
Yeah, I tell you, I rate that for a bloke who's not played, well, since last season. And came for, I think he bowled about 4 or 5 balls at training when he managed to get there from work. Yeah. And then it was dark and we all went and fielded.
That's really a hindrance on my part. I genuinely just forgot to put in my votes, but it's unlucky. Sorry, bro.
So I remembered. These things happen.
5 votes.
You're not going to get mine. You're not going to pick it at all.
Okay, well, it's clearly Jack Collingwood, 80 as a 15-year-old, 2 for 20, lock it in, 5 votes.
Oh, look, absolutely the performance of the round. But because it's in the lower side and he's really good.
Fair enough.
Sorry, mate, you get stuck in the middle.
Fair enough.
Now, I like context, right? For me, you got to have context with everything. So your game, you got that bloke Ben Foote who made 7,000 runs. God knows how many of those at a really, really good level of cricket.
Yeah.
Goes out and you guys are what? They're none for 40 or 4 overs or something like that.
And we turn to a man.
Cole Smith, 2 for 17 off his 7.
He was...
That's clutch.
That was game-changing, that.
Yeah. He goes, oh, get off to a good start, did you? Don't think so, mate. And then
flick
bang.
Flick the switch.
Yeah. And then Cole, Mr. Fix-It, comes in and does a job. Also, I just love that Cole, you put him in any situation and go, I just need you to do a job for me, mate. Can you do a job? And he'll go, yeah, no worries, mate.
No worries, man.
He'll put his durry out and then he'll stride out there.
That's why I call him Roy, because he's Andrew Simons like. He can bowl pace, he can bowl spin, and he can hit a big ball.
Yeah, that's elite. I rate that.
And yeah, that's all the votes.
Two for 17 doesn't really give you the story about how he changed that game.
Oh, phenomenal. He was clutch, big time. Yeah, that's all the votes. So stay tuned to hear our votes next week. We're almost done. We're almost out of time. But before we go, we've got to go through the teams this week, because I know everyone will be eagerly sitting there, fingers crossed, waiting to find out.
In keen anticipation.
Oh, for sure. Now, obviously, fourth grade this week, only the one change, 11A, 11B. Welcome back, Chatty.
Yeah, I'd imagine he'll bowl a few overs in the absence of Ian.
Unfortunately, Ian's gone down with an injury, so Narducci, he's back for fourth grade, but on the field this time.
Electric in the field.
Chatty's going to tape up his shins through shin splints, so he'll be good to go.
Get around him.
Having a look at the one-day F side for this week, they've gone with Dave Bentley, Jack Mills, Reece Clark, Graham Smith, Don Jagadoge, Jacob Lockyer, Zach Hale, Armand Canyon, Sean Collingwood, Jake Collingwood, and Isaac Quadros.
Interesting. Jake Lockie has found himself in the Fs.
He has this week. Originally, it was just sort of trying to get some older heads down there for this week. But picking a T20 side as well, sort of a different game, different style. And I thought, let's mix it up. Also on the one-day B's front, myself, club legend Jason Thompson, Colin Smith, Sir Ravarandev, the return of Benny Howard, exciting. Damon Tiernan, who played in round 1 for 4th grade, have seen him bowl in the last couple of weeks down at ECT.
Impressive.
Handy, looks good, looks a good egg. Liam Gardner, returning.
Oh, LG.
Making his debut, Siraj's mate. He came down and watched last week, just sat there and watched. Lakhwinder Singh.
On your luck.
Benny Saunders, ex-South Fremantle league player, coming down for his second game for the club.
First game was a good one.
Yeah, made 40-odd and apparently kept the house down as well. Good to have the brother man back. Vikas Sharma, he's back.
My brother man.
And I thought, I was considering playing in the S, and I went, T20 cricket, that's a Vikas game.
Yeah,
that is a Vickers game every day of the week.
The game was made for the man.
Exactly. And rounding out our 11, everyone's favourite daddy, Daniel Jackson.
I'll tell you what, if you're listening to this, Jackson, and I'm sure you will be, you're on thin ice, buddy.
Oh,
you're on real thin ice.
You heard it here first.
You want to keep those gloves?
Big week. Big week for the whole club. That's all we've got time for, Kemp.
It's just flying past.
It's flown past. It's been so much fun.
Well, before we do go, can I again say thank you to Daniel Nancaro at Royalty Plumbing, Gas and Electrical?
Oh, of course.
Because without his support, our club would be in significant trouble and would find it difficult to operate or exist.
Oh, of course.
So shout out to Dan. Absolute legend.
All right, cheers. We'll see you next time on more of the Kenwick Cricket Club podcast.
The Kenwick Royals Cricket Club podcast is proud to be sponsored by Royalty Plumbing. Royalty Plumbing is a reliable plumbing, gas and electrical company dedicated to providing quality service throughout the Perth area. Give them a call today on 9451 7735.